morning. Is anyone here?
Yes, good morning. This is Darlene.
I was just thinking about you. How are you, Darlene?
Doing well.
Good, thanks. Good, good. Anyone else on?
Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Maddie. How are you?
Oh, I had my speaker on wrong. Good morning, good morning.
Okay.
I'm fine. Doing great.
Who else do we have? Anybody else here?
It's Betty.
Hi, Betty. How are you?
Very good, thanks.
Are you getting snow yet?
Flurries. We have flurries beginning now.
Give the wind, too?
Lots of wind, yes.
I'm watching the snow blow horizontally.
Oh, swell. Have that to look forward to.
Oh, they're talking 5 to 8 tonight for us.
Mm. Oh, I don't think they're giving us that much.
Yeah.
I think it's like 2 to 4.
That's today for us, but then tonight 5 to 8 and another 1 to 3 tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Good day to stay in.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, you know, I don't think I'm getting any, but today they delayed the mummers for 3 hours.
They delayed what?
They're going at 9, they're going at 12 noon.
What is that?
The Mummers Day Parade.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. In Philly?
Yeah, so they're waiting until 12, so.
I wonder why?
Because of the rain, you know, with the
spring rain. Costume. Okay.
Yeah.
Yuck, that makes them pretty messy.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, well, I remember the Mummers Parade. Mm. Mm-hmm. Who else is on?
Good morning, this is Steve.
Hi, Steve. Good to hear you.
Good to be heard. Good to hear you guys.
Anyone else want to say hello? Well, that's three more than I expected. Maddie warned me she would be on, so I wasn't expecting anybody else. But it's good to hear you guys on this first day of the new year. Did everybody celebrate last night or have a quiet night?
Quiet, very quiet.
Quiet is sometimes nice, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Well, I had both. Up until 10, I went out to what we have first night here in Delaware, and that's where they have different venues or different tents, and they had it like enclosed tents with heat piped in. And I saw Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis and Dean Martin and a lot of people. I mean, it was just fabulous. And then at 10, we saw the fireworks, but my husband and I decided to come home. I dropped out. I fell out. He woke me up at 12. I drank 2 sips of sparkling cider. The glass is still sitting on my night table here. And I fell out again. It was wonderful.
Yeah. A little bit of both.
And guess what, Nancy? They just had the polar bears go into the ocean in Atlantic City.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, nice and chilly for that.
They always do it the first of every year.
Hmm. I wouldn't want to be one of them. There's a group that does that in Lake Erie here, but I don't remember when, but boy.
Phew.
No thanks. Yeah. We have done I don't think we've ever done this in all the years we've been married. We went to 3 movies in 3 days. We saw what's the name of it? Oh, gosh, I want to give you the right name. Yesterday we saw The Game Plan. I don't know if any of you saw this. Very, very good movie. My husband told me it's a football movie, but it really wasn't. I mean, it was, but it's not. Very touching. The little girl is adorable. And we also saw Across the Universe. Maddie, you would love it. Did you see it?
No, not yet.
You'll love it. If you like the Beatles, you'll love that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw the Bean movie that was cute the day before. Just a little tidbit. Anyone else want to report on New Year's Eve?
Carol and I just sat around and watched the ABC show and the news, and I fell asleep.
Before midnight?
Yeah, and our son called us at midnight and woke us up, so.
Oh, boy. That's not a good sign, Steve. You're getting into my category.
Hey, listen. It was interesting. My daughter texted me about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 o'clock, says, hey, what are you guys doing tonight? And I said, staying home.
I don't like being out in the streets on New Year's Eve.
Yep.
There are too many loonies out there who shouldn't be driving when they are.
Yep.
They had a full moon.
Oh, was there? We didn't have a moon, so I don't know, but yeah.
It was interesting, you talking about sitting down and watching movies. Carol and I watched 3 movies 3 nights in a row. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. But all of a sudden, there's some good movies at the theater by us. There's a cheapy theater that's right by us. And, we just went Saturday, and I said, okay, there's a couple more I want to see. Do you want to go tomorrow? And by yesterday, I said, are you sure you want to go to another movie? And he said, well, we've been to 2 that you wanted to see. Now I want to see The Game Plan. And it was really good. It was very touching. I kind of choked up at the end of it. There was a lot in that movie. It was not a football movie, but he was a football player.
And I said, you have to go and see August Rush. If you like a
tearjerker, yeah,
you've got to see that one.
Yeah. It's interesting. All of a sudden, there's some good movies coming out again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We went to see the National Treasure movie, and that was good.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, how is everybody doing as far as their eating? Everybody make their New Year's Eve resolutions for this year of what they're going to do eating-wise?
I didn't.
Do you usually?
No.
Okay. That's probably one of the first resolutions that people make.
And break.
Or certainly a
friend. I was just looking at baby face on television, and he was saying, they asked him that question. He said he doesn't do them, so he doesn't have to break them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our little column that I've read some before in the Sunday paper, I just want to read a couple of things that they have here. For New Year's Eve, some of the number ones are the most Burger King Whoppers eaten on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
The day in which your home is most likely to be hit by a burglar on New Year's Eve. These are all number one. Day that you are, that's most expensive to get married. Of course, it's New Year's Eve is the day that babysitters demand the most. New Year's Day is the day that most heart attacks occur. It's also New Year's Day is also the day in which most suicides are attempted. And January 14th is the day that most New Year's resolutions are most likely to be broken. New Year's Eve is second day that most pets run away, July 4th being the first. And 3 times is the amount of times the normal rate that some babysitter services charge for New Year's Eve. But some of those were kind of interesting.
Well, they are no different than the hotels.
Yeah, boy. We had an article in our paper on Sunday about what New York hotels charge, just in general, not for New Year's Eve, or just what the average cost for a night in a hotel in New York and even in Brooklyn and you know, surrounding communities. It's exorbitant in New York, more than any. They have fewer hotel rooms, I think it said, than Vegas. And if you can find a room for $300 a night, you're really getting away.
If you know the answer, I saw an article. I don't think adults would do it, but I think, unless you're very young, but these children, you know, in the 1920s, these people have rooms that they let them have in their homes. They rent them out, and they're relatively inexpensive.
Mm.
Every once in a while, it comes out in the little newspaper on Sunday, which was
New York?
Something for less than $100.
Mm-hmm. New York.
But you have to. You go into a stranger's home.
Wow.
You don't know if an axe murderer is inviting you in. You know, and you use the bathroom, and you just have to be, I guess, inhibited and just let it all hang out. Go for the bath. And only kids can do that. That's what I say, anyhow.
Well, but they don't know who they're letting in either.
That's true. They could be inviting in an axe murderer. You never know.
EMB.
That's right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And some of them have where they have a hall. Maybe they have a room, but they all use the same little hall bathroom.
Sure.
You know.
Like a youth hospital that we stayed at in Europe years ago.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyone have any challenges over the holidays that they're still fighting with as we get into the new year?
I didn't have any, but my husband had sausages and peppers last night at the and he swore to me not to tell anybody.
Enjoy it.
Well, he didn't enjoy it afterwards because he was so busy worrying about who saw him or who didn't see him and was all you want to tell. And oh my God, it was just, I told him, please, 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 enjoy it.
Yeah.
Make a decision. Get over it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I pretty much stuck to my guns. I ate before I left.
Yeah, but we had a party Thursday night, and one of my friends asked me if there was food there for me. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, they had, what did they have? Not a whole lot. There were a bunch of dips, which I didn't try. I found a wonderful cracker that I'm going to look for, and I'll let you guys know when I find it. There was no, like, veggie dip or anything, which I was disappointed in. And they had
all cheeses?
Huh?
They have all cheeses?
Yes. Yes. And, you know, people brought food. There was also a wonderful focaccia pizza that I ate. It was delicious, and in fact, I will buy that to have. Of course, my husband didn't like it. Someone said it was sprinkled with Parmesan cheese, which I did not see. All I saw was, it was like almost a mix between a salsa and a other red stuff that you put on top of things. I forget what they call it, but it was really good. And so that's kind of what I hung around eating.
Like a marinara sauce or something?
I'm sorry?
Marinara sauce or something?
Yeah, but chunkier. There's a name for it.
A salsa?
It was like a salsa, but it was a little bit drier than that. A bruschetta. Bruschetta. Yes? Really good. And they're actually the little market that's 2 minutes from here is where they picked it up. So I'm going to try it. I've had a yen for pizza anyway. But parties could be a challenge if you... And I did eat a little bit before I went. So I was okay, and I had some fruit when I came home. So that comes.
I'm going to say that you're talking about parties. My husband's son and his wife invited us out to, we went out there before Christmas. We told them we were vegetarians. She said, oh, don't worry about it, don't worry, I have plenty of friends. I know I'm going to make you some this and some that and whatever. We got out there, we sat. I saw her go into the kitchen with a hoagie from where I was sitting. I think she ate. This is New York style. She came back out and she's entertaining. And then he went in. I mean, she ate, and the children ate. She didn't do anything.
They didn't serve any food?
Nothing. A glass of water. Sorry, if I'd known that, I would have left only half of my gifts. I'm only kidding.
What time was the call for?
We went over there about 6:30.
And
we stayed for 2 hours, and we went straight to the Applebee's, and we ate.
Okay. And this is your husband's son?
Mm-hmm. We have been complaining about all of our children that they never, ever invite us for dinner, or when we're out with them, we have to pick up the tab. So our New Year's resolution is we're not going to do it anymore. That's it. We're finished. Finito.
So they've never invited you for dinner?
No. Mm-mm.
That's interesting because last month, one night when I was having the kids here, my youngest one actually said, is that for dinner? It's the first time he's ever asked that, which was bizarre. But I said, yeah.
That means he's growing up.
I don't ever remember him saying or eating dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So maybe that's going to be my New Year's resolutions. We're not picking up bills for any of our children.
Okay. Well, does anybody... I have a good question. If somebody said to you a year ago, last New Year's Day, that you would dramatically change the way you're going to eat this year, and you're not going to eat any meat anymore, how many of you would have thought this person was totally off the wall?
Me?
Thanks for speaking up, Steve. Anyone else, or were you all heading in this direction?
No, I think I would have laughed.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else? I know I never would have. I would have thought, no way. Not going to happen. The first time Shy mentioned it to me, I thought, oh boy, she's really lost it this time. That's not her laughing, I hope.
No, it's Betty.
You know, it serves you right, Nancy. I told her that. And the worst part of it, and I don't know if I've mentioned it on the call or not, but the worst part was that she told me, like, right as the weather was getting good, and, you know, here we are getting into grilling season that I wait all year for. And how can you do that to me? My husband has a, well, at least he did, he had an acquaintance / friend for a couple of years who is younger than my husband, and he kind of adopted this guy who was strange. He's a doctor, but he's a strange character, and he's a vegetarian. I don't know if he's a vegan or not, but he's a vegetarian. And he was invited for dinner several times, and I said, you know, I don't know what I'm supposed to do for him. And I noticed that he just managed to find things to eat. I've always had salad and fruit, so I don't even know if that's... But, you know, I felt like... I didn't like the guy anyway, and probably if I liked him, I would have gotten more into it and talked to him more about it, maybe, and seen what he wanted me to make for him. But yeah, it was just... It was another one of his quirks, I thought. So maybe that's what people are thinking now of me. Who knows? And a lot of people don't even know yet, so that's okay, too. But I try not to get too radical about the whole thing. I try to keep it in perspective, and when anybody questions me, my immediate answer is I'm doing this for my health, and that's the truth. It has nothing to do with animal rights or anything like that. It's strictly a health issue. I don't want to go down. And I did fine. I said this to my husband last night. Because over the past couple of weeks, I certainly indulged in things that I shouldn't have then, and I paid for it by hurting. In fact, the night before last when I went to bed, I thought, yeah, maybe I'm getting fibro because my whole body was hurting. And I woke up yesterday and I felt better. And I had weaned off of the garbage already, and it finally took effect. But, you know, I paid for it by not feeling good again.
Well, Nancy, my husband said the same thing. He wasn't feeling well this morning, and he's sure that's what it was. So I said, well, at least now you know. And if you don't like this feeling again, don't do it again. It's up to you. I am not going to be the police. That was what we said going in, you know. I'm not going to be the, I don't mind you eating what I'm eating, but I'm not going to be policing, and I'm not going to be the teacher, and I'm not going to do this, I'm not. Am not.
Yeah. Oh, I broke my
one. I told you, my sister, for Christmas, she usually makes two or three different lasagnas. Sausage, she makes the ground beef, and she makes another kind with both of them in it, and all kinds of cheeses, the Monterey Jack, and the this, and the that. Well, I took our chili bean soup down. Actually, I didn't take the soup down. I just took the ingredients and everything, and I made it the night before. And put it in the 2 crock pots, and then I went to the hotel and went to sleep. And the next day, believe it or not, everybody almost polished it all off, and they left her lasagna.
Wow.
And I think she was a little bit upset about that, you know? So that was a good thing. I told her nobody would see the difference. Nobody would know the difference except people may like chili better than they like lasagna.
Huh. Wow. You never know.
One of the things I did, though, was You know, I made like a stir fry with the different zucchinis, the yellow and the green, and I made some onions.
Uh-huh.
But it seemed like, for whatever reason, maybe I chopped up my zucchini too tiny into the crock pot, so I didn't see any in there. So I made a stir fry, and then I had bought some brown rice, and I put it in like a casserole dish, put that stir fry over top of it, and then put the lasagna on top of that. It was yummy, 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 yum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can mix different things that you would never have thought to mix before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anybody have any questions? Anybody new who's listening, who this is the first time you're on the call, or one of the first times, and you wonder what we're talking about? I think one of the things I'm going to try to do in the next couple of months anyway is reread the China study. Because the first time I read it just to get through it, and I know there's a lot that I read that I don't remember.
That's like reading the Bible. I took a year one time to read the complete Bible.
Wow.
Like a novel.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long time to read it. It's a lot in there. And that's been, of course, about 15, 20 years ago. It's time to do it again, I think. Oh, God. I do have some. Betty, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I would like to. I did not make that last time, so I know they're going to have it again. If you keep your ears pierced, I certainly would appreciate it.
I think there's one coming up in March.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm glad I asked.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
This is Loretta.
Hi, Loretta. How are you?
I got online this morning and was looking up milk makers.
Uh-huh.
And found several different ones. Can anybody recommend the one that should be the best?
My suggestion would be to come back tomorrow and ask Char.
Oh, okay.
Because she certainly is into that. And I, you know, I also Jeannie, I believe, but Char for sure has been making milk for probably longer than any of us. And that would be my suggestion to you, because, and I think she'll be on tomorrow.
All right. I did email her and ask her that same question. This is Betty.
Did you get an answer?
And I haven't gotten a reply yet, so I just sent it yesterday.
Okay. I wonder how big those things are.
She was talking about
that as well.
She was talking about making milk about a week ago.
I'm sorry, Steve, you cut out. What'd you say?
Oh, she said, I'm sorry, she... was talking about making milk, and I don't remember, about a week ago on the calls, I can't remember which call.
Uh-huh. Right. I don't know if she recommended any specific brand or anything.
Yeah, I can't remember either. I don't think she did, but she said she was on her second one.
Not at that time.
Yeah.
Is she leaving, Nancy? I thought she was traveling.
Eventually, she's leaving to go to New York. So, yeah, don't know if she knows when yet. But, so that was a good question, but I don't have an answer. I have not. I know that you can, several months ago, Monty had said you can make banana milk just by using your blender.
Mm-hmm. I do that one. Mm-hmm. And you're just the only one that I do.
Well, and how are you making that? You want to tell everybody in case they haven't heard that one?
Yeah, I just put a cup of water in the blender, then I add the banana.
And you're probably better off with a riper banana than less ripe?
Right, mm-hmm.
And you just mush it up?
Mm-hmm.
And is it thicker than regular milk?
Yeah. And then again, it depends on how much water you put in.
Okay, so a cup of milk for like a whole banana?
Mm-hmm. And if it's too thick, you put some more water in.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that might be something you might want to try, guys. Just to see if you like what it looks and tastes like.
Well, it tastes just like cutting a banana in milk. It's identical, the same.
Really? And what color mm-hmm. does it end up?
Well, you know how when you put your milk into your cereal,
uh-huh.
to your brown cereal, then it becomes like a tan.
Okay.
And then you have your banana in there, so now you just have like your banana's a little tan if it's right. It looks identical, the same to me, except now you don't have spices, you have... creamed up milk. I mean, creamed up bananas.
Wow. And for mm-hmm. people who like their banana and their cereal, this is better.
Yeah, it's very good. Uh-huh. That's the only way I've been doing it.
See, when I may eat my oatmeal, I just use water. I stopped using milk a long, long time ago. I just thin it with water.
Hmm.
I don't miss
milk. You were asking me, Nancy, about that, oh my God, the barley grass, which I ran out when I was away, and I got another one.
Mm-hmm.
It identically tastes the same.
Really? Okay, I find that when I leave my jade on the counter, I remember to take it more often than when I keep it in the drawer. So I'm leaving
it. I keep all of my nutritionals on the counter. My husband hates it.
Those I remember to take when I'm supposed to. It's just the jade. I like to take it throughout the day, and I forget to if it's not out. So I've started keeping it out for myself.
It's great. They say you have a good adjustment. You're thinking.
Well, I know how good it is for me, and I want to take it throughout the day, so that's a little reminder for me. Yeah. Anyone else have any questions?
What are
comments?
What are people eating for breakfast if they have a wheat intolerance, like myself? I get along with oats with in cookies and things like that, or cakes,
uh-huh.
but I don't get along with them as far as just eating it by my as a meal. What I've been doing for the last month or so is taking a cup of rice and a half cup to three quarters of a cup of green peas and mixing them together and eating that.
Uh-huh.
And I've rather
getting kind of tired of that.
Well, so far I haven't, but it was interesting as I was experimenting, and going through things. McDougall's books.
So you are wheat intolerant,
right?
And you cannot you didn't do well with the steel cut oats.
I have not tried steel cut oats. I've just tried regular oatmeal.
Oh, okay. You might want to try the steel cut. You have the old recipe, don't you?
I've got it on the website, but it's been a long time since I've listened to it.
Yeah, I mean, you boil 6 to 8 cups of water, and I've been making it even thicker than we originally did, because then I can, it's more concentrated, so it lasts a little bit longer. But I'm finding I'm even eating more for breakfast than I used to. And put in a cup, I've been putting a cup and a half, even sometimes close to 2 cups of oats, and just boil it for 12 minutes and let it sit overnight, and the next morning put it in the refrigerator. And that batch lasts Marty and me usually almost a week now. When you want some, you just put it into a small pot, add some water to make it thinner, and I add more water because, as I said, I'm not adding milk to it. And I've also been sprinkling on some grape nuts because I like the crunch of that, and it's also more fiber. I'm really aware of increasing my fiber. So see if that helps you as far if you can eat that, Steve. And it was interesting.
What do you season it with, Nancy?
Don't forget. Oh, then in the bowl, when I'm making it, I always, always, always have cinnamon, and I put a scoop of either Body Balance or Perfect Start, almost a full scoop, and fiber. I've been putting, actually I'm up to 2 heaping scoops of fiber, and I add maybe a quarter to a half a teaspoon of chopped walnuts, and I mix it all together. And I sprinkle the grape nuts on top.
That was chopped, what was it, almonds?
Walnuts I use on this.
Walnuts.
Huh? Cut up walnuts, yeah.
You know, it was interesting, for so long we did the Perfect Start shakes and stuff, or not
mm-hmm.
perfect, well, and then the Body Balance, and it was interesting when I would take the the rice and put body balance. And then also with the body balance, I would also put just one scoop in there in 3 ounces of water and 1 ounce of Siaga, and then some raisins, and that would, within 2 hours, I'd be shakier than I'll get out.
Really?
But I don't have that problem when I do the, you know, if I cut up an apple instead of the, or a half an apple instead of the raisins, I do the same thing. But if
last night, Marty said to me that something I gave him to read, he always prefaces it with something you gave me to read, says that raisins are good for you.
Yeah.
And I said, dried fruit of any kind can raise your is a high glycemic,
right,
and it can raise your blood sugar quicker than not dried fruit. And there are some fruits that are higher glycemic than others, and some veggies that are. I said, I'm not saying that raisins are not good for you. And I said, you know, and this is, I've seen this with him, when he reads that something is good for him, like almonds, or he brought up oil, you know, because we were out for dinner, and I got, there must have been a dozen olives on my salad. And I said to him, do you want some of these? I'm not going to eat them all. But I thought olives are good for you. Doesn't olive oil come from olives? They're good for you. And I said, some people think that no oil is good for you. I said, I don't cut it out completely, but I definitely don't eat a lot of it. And what he, you know, if he sees that peanuts are good for him, that means you can have a cup of peanuts. Or almonds are good for you, you can have 3 handfuls of almonds. I said, you know, if something is good for you, it doesn't mean that you should eat a ton of it. A little bit is okay.
Right.
Just like back to the raisins, you know. If you want to eat a quarter of a cup of raisins, that's more than enough. And it sounds like it raised your blood sugar, Steve.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, you know, just... But,
yeah.
You know, and if I would do a shake, you know, the normal ways, you know, I'd always be just wiped out 2 hours later. And
wow.
And so I've been really, really frustrated with the whole thing. And I've wondered, you know, sometimes, well, is it the electricity left over from the riding the trains into work? You know, because I would eat and then I would jump on the train and go a half hour on the electronic train, you know, going into work, and all that electricity spinning around within a few feet of you. You know, and I wondered if I didn't have as much of a problem on the days that I would drive as the days that I rode the train. You know, and it's just so interesting. You get yourself so wrapped up sometimes in trying to read what your body's doing, I get confused.
You know? Wow, that is fascinating what you're observing there.
Yeah. But
I know my the same couple I was just talking about a few minutes ago. They bought a lot, they didn't ask anybody about it. They built a home. The first thing we drove up, it's right in front of one of those high poles with all that electricity coming down, and it comes right down into their yard. I would have never, ever in a lifetime have built a house on that lot. So the only thing I can say, it must have been very cheap. Now, she has been sick. The children have been sick.
Mm.
I said, oh, my God, all we need is a lot of money to tell them to get the heck out of there. Because I do believe that electricity does have a negative effect upon the body.
Yeah.
But I don't know, you know, they have invested their money, so what do you tell somebody? That, you know, that you've made a humongous mistake? Oh, it's unbelievable.
They won't listen to you anyway.
If we had enough money, we would just go ahead and tell them to pick out another house somewhere else, and we'd pay down to whatever they're paying for this. Because this is just, who knows what's going to happen there. But everybody in the house have been ill, and they don't have a clue. And if you cannot help a person, there's no need scaring the heck out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we're like caught between a rock, as we say, and a hard spot, something
mm-hmm.
like that. Oh my God! And every time we drive up there, we've only been there about 3 times since they built this house. And I'll tell you, every time I drive up and see, I said that man that sold them this lot had to have known, because that was one of the last lots available, and that this thing comes, a beautiful house, comes right down into their yard. Even the children, if they're playing, what I would imagine they would do is run out there and swing on it and be swinging around on this electricity.
Mm.
Oh, unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Something else came up about, it was something I asked my husband, I don't remember what it was, and he said that's not breakfast food, and it's really wild. My grandchildren, my daughter-in-law is Korean, and my grandchildren will eat meat for breakfast, so I'm thinking that possibly in Korea, at least, and I don't know if maybe all of Asia, they don't differentiate what they eat for each meal like we do here. And so who says you shouldn't eat cereal for dinner and, I'm going back to old days, a steak for breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, at least you are compensating, Steve, with having some rice and peas for breakfast. And, you know, who says you shouldn't do that? Or sometimes, if you believe Marianne Shearer's approach, she says one of your meals should be just fruit. And I, since it's been for a while now, I have been having just fruit for breakfast.
And right.
It's one less thing to think about. And I've actually cut back on that. Instead of just eating from the big bowl that I have, I've put some in a smaller bowl, and this is what I'm having.
Mm-hmm.
And she even says that any snacking before lunch should also be fruit, so that you don't introduce food until the next meal. So that may be something.
And I don't think the stomach knows the difference either.
I don't know. You know,
lunch and dinner.
Oh no, not between lunch and dinner. And I keep hearing, recently somebody said you should have fruit with every meal. So I don't know. There's some people who say don't eat fruit with anything, and there's those who say eat it with each meal. So I'm not sure what the answer is. But does that help, Steve, at least as another option?
Yeah, and I'm asking another question. You know, with rice, am I overdoing it by eating like a cup of rice, or is that too much or too little? Or, you know, I've been
well.
I'm
one time
so
when
confused.
I was talking to Monty, and this is way back in the beginning when I started, and he had started before me, and I said, you know, I'm not losing any weight. He said, increase your carbs, like the rice and the pasta and the potatoes and the, you know, starches. And so see what it's doing for your body. It sounds like you're tuned into what's going on with your body.
Well, I try to be,
Have you ever tested yourself? Have you ever tested yourself to see if this is good for me?
I haven't for a while, no. I mean,
uh-huh. Can Carol test you?
Yeah, she can test me.
Yeah, and you can even say, I need X amount of rice today.
Okay.
If that works at all for you.
Yeah. Good idea. Thanks.
Anyone else have any questions? Well, it's past the half hour. I have to tell you guys, I've been sitting here watching, and literally the snow is blowing horizontal, and there was this little red bird on the bush outside my window, and I kept thinking, maybe it's not a bird, maybe it's just a leaf, because nothing moved. He was there for the entire call. He just flew away. He probably wonders, where am I going to go and get... What do the animals do in this kind of weather? The birds and the deer, how do they get warm? Oh! I'm having enough trouble inside staying warm.
It's called group
hug. This poor little bird flew away. Anyway, anyone have any last questions, comments, concerns before we end the call?
This is Mary Lou. You did a great job, and I just want to say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Mary Lou. How are you?
I'm fine, and thanks for all the help that everyone has been doing on these calls this year. I really know it's helped me with my health so much.
It's good to hear you down there.
We've got sunshine, but it is...
Oh, shush. Just shush.
All right, then.
We've got 3 degrees outside this morning.
How many?
Three. Yeah.
Above, at least, right?
Yeah, above.
I don't know what our wind chill is, but I'm sure it's pretty low, unfortunately.
The lab terrier mix, she walked out the door took one feel of it and turned around and walked back in, didn't want to go potty.
It's on days like this that I'm glad I don't have a dog anymore. I have not seen the snow go horizontal like this, I don't think, since we lived in North Dakota. And there it used to always snow across, but boy, it's really just very horizontal here today.
Wow.
Anyway,
well,
I appreciate everybody's input today. Sorry?
Where do you live?
Pardon me?
Where do you live?
I'm in Cleveland.
Wow. Getting snow there now?
Yes.
We're getting it tonight in Maine.
Oh, good. I like
yesterday and 14 tonight.
I like to share these things. Actually, I wish it would just blow right over to you and forget us, but this is, I think we're getting lake effect right now, and it's going to continue for the next 24 to 36, so. And then it's supposed to go up to the 40s again, which I'm glad about that. But anyway, I really appreciate everybody's input, and I'm glad there were some of us on the call this morning. I didn't know if there would be anyone else besides Maddie who warned me she was going to be here. So it's good to hear all of you, and I'm glad everybody made it safely through the New Year's. And now is the time, if we were struggling through the last several weeks or months, to pick ourselves up and shake ourselves off and start all over again. So have a great day, everybody. Stay safe and warm, and we'll be back tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome. Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you, Nancy.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye.